Ah, the soothing sounds of a cappella. Take a listen to Vocal Spectrum, one of two championship groups from the mainland who'll be working with participants of the upcoming A Cappella Academy to learn about four-part harmony.
I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a great warm welcome would be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, "This is where I'm meant to be." Strong.
I know
every mile will be worth my while.
That was Vocal Spectrum. And you know, we have featured the local group, the Sounds of Aloha Chorus, in the past on this show. We sat down with director Mark Conching to talk about what's being offered at the A Cappella Academy that runs June 8th and 9th.
It's actually part of our course's mission is to not only spread barbershop around, but it's also to get young people involved in singing. So what we have done is create a program called A Cappella Academy, and we try to do it every year. And what it does is just introduce young people to the art form of a cappella music. So what we do is we have a two-day festival. We have an all-day rehearsal on Saturday, a half-day rehearsal on Sunday, and it culminates in a concert that evening on Sunday. And the young people, it's incredible what they can learn in 2 days.
So how large of a group can you handle?
We're actually looking for about 100 participants this year.
Wow.
We're going to have both male and female participants. It's all high school, and a lot of these kids have sung in their choir programs at school. Many of them don't have choir programs in their schools. As we know, music programs are being cut. So we want to provide, again, some avenue for young people to sing.
So maybe there are listeners out there who sing at their churches. They don't have a program in the high school.
Absolutely. If they don't have anything in the high school, we're the perfect candidate for them to get some kind of experience in singing, especially in ensemble singing. We notice that kids love to sing, you know, karaoke and to the radio, and that's all solo stuff. But we really want kids to know the joy of singing as a large group. You know, there's nothing like singing in a choir to me.
So how have you done this academy in the past then? You said it's primarily been boys.
The ones that we've done in the past has only been boys. And, you know, we send two of our quartets out to different schools to help promote this program. And every time we sing for a choral program at the high schools, inevitably the girls say, "Is there something for us?" And we haven't had anything in the last few years, but we decided, you know, there's so much interest that we really wanted to invite them this year. So we're going to open it up to boys and girls, and we know that there's going to be a lot of interest for this program.
Okay, so who all is involved here? Because you've got a couple of women's groups here, right?
So we have the Sounds of Aloha Chorus, which is the one I direct. That's an all-male barbershop chorus. We also have two Sweet Adeline choruses here. They're called Naleolani, which is the original Sweet Adeline chorus in Hawaii, and a newer one called the Honolulu Blend Show Chorus. And they're both involved in this program. So all three of us are really the ones running this year.
Okay, and I think we've got a little sound clip. Let's take a listen. Was Honolulu Blend.
That's Honolulu Blend, and they are terrific. In fact, they just came back a couple of weeks ago from a regional competition in Arizona, and they really represented us very well.
So tell us then what the kids will be involved in with this academy.
So once they sign up, we actually send them music beforehand. So they're expected to learn the music before they even show up for their first rehearsal. Their first rehearsal happens on Saturday, and it's all day. And what we do is we bring them in, we introduce them to our style of music. We teach them about what barbershop harmony is and about how we do four-part harmony. One of the really neat things about this year's academy is that we're bringing in two championship level quartets to be their mentors or clinicians for the weekend. The first one is called Vocal Spectrum, and they are the Barbershop Harmony Society's international champions from 2006. Incredible young men sang all over the world, really, and still do. Incredible singers and all music educators as well. The second group is a Sweet Adeline quartet called GQ. They are in the top 10 in their contest, and again, all music educators. They've both done a bunch of these festivals before, and we're so lucky to have them this year to come and be clinicians for our kids. So the kids are going to get an amazing experience learning from these two groups.
Right, I mean, you folks are great. I mean, I was at that rehearsal, and I just had a blast. But so these are like what a master class, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to teach them a bunch of things on Saturdays. But when GQ and Vocal Spectrum come in, the kids are not going to believe how good these people are. And they're going to be taught by the very best in the hobby.
And so what's the time frame? When will you start getting, I guess, applications? How do the kids participate?
Applications are actually open right now. We just started last week. We've already got people signed up. We're going to send a couple of quartets out to schools to try and drum up more interest for the program, but we've already sent out letters of interest to music educators all over Oahu and, in fact, the neighbor islands as well.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, because there are folks on the neighbor islands that maybe would love to come over. So how does that work?
Well, we'd love to have them here. Certainly we can help them in terms of finding a hotel or getting them here. We'd love for anybody who really is interested in singing a cappella music, if you're in high school, we'd love for them to come.
And is there a application fee, or how does that all work?
There is a fee. The student fee is only $30, which is an amazing price. We've been lucky enough to get some grants to help us run the program, and we're not trying to make money on it. We're just trying to interest kids in singing. So to participate in it as a student, it's $30. That includes all of your music, bringing in two of the best quartets ever to come and be your clinicians, and it includes a lunch on Saturday and the dinner on Sunday. So it also includes two meals. So it's a really nice thing.
Where does it all take place?
The first day is on Saturday. It's an all-day rehearsal. It's going to be at the University of Hawaii at Manoa in the music department. They've been kind enough to actually give us some space to do that. And we really want the kids to get an experience of singing in a next-level place for music. So if they're interested in doing more music, what better place than the University of Hawaii? So we're going to be rehearsing there on Saturday. On Sunday, we're actually going to be at the Hawaii Theater. So the Hawaii Theater is going to be our not only our rehearsal space for Sunday, but it's also going to be our performance venue. So the kids are going to get this great experience at the University of Hawaii. But the next day, they're also going to be able to perform in the premier performing space on Oahu at the Hawaii Theater.
And what a treat.
Oh, yeah. It's a great place to sing.
So have you had a large group before? You said 100 is what you're looking at?
Yeah, we've been, with only boys, we've been about 40 to 50. With the girls included, we're actually hoping to get over 100 this year.
So it's doable. You could probably handle that.
Well, we're thinking that we may have to limit it after a while because I'm also a member of the choral community here, and we do some other things with the American Choral Directors Association, where some of the festivals that we put on, there's 300 or 400 high school students singing.
You're kidding.
So we know that there's singers out there. Whether they want to be interested in this, if we can get 100, that'd be great. And if we get more, what a great problem to have.
And are there other, I don't know, competitions that the young people can get involved in on the mainland? I mean, I don't know. How does that work?
Our society, the Barbershop Harmony Society, actually started a young person's contest. So it's actually a youth quartet contest and a youth chorus contest. It happens every year, normally around the beginning part of the year, January or February. Some of the groups that have come up now are really amazing. The Sweet Adelines have a program called, also a young singers program called Rising Stars, and these young women are also amazing singers. So there are contest opportunities if anybody wants to check that out as well.
Now, I recall covering the Sweet Adelaide International Convention here. That was a blast.
It was amazing. We had about 7,000 Sweet Adelines here at the Hilton Hawaiian Village, and it was the top of the line as far as the best singers in the hobby. So if you wanted to know what Sweet Adelines or Barbershop Harmony was about, that was the time to do it.
Okay. So if there are any singers out there listening, you can get the applications in now.
Applications are available now. They're online. You can look at our chorus website, which is soundsofaloha.org, soundsofaloha.org. And you can just look for the link that says Acapella Academy, and it'll take you right to the page where applications and information are stored.
Now, I know the last time I was at your rehearsal, you had a mix of young and old in your group.
Absolutely. And you know, we're lucky enough where we have some young people who are really interested in our hobby. In fact, we have a senior at St. Louis High School who just came by and really wants to start something at St. Louis, but he's coming to our chorus and singing. We've also got some generational experience in our chorus where we have fathers, sons, grandfathers all singing together, which is one of the really neat things about our hobby.
Yeah, it's a great thing you do. I love it.
It's really funny. In fact, you should come sing with us. In fact, besides, you know, having our young people, we really want to interest them in it. But, you know, we want anybody who wants to come and sing barbershop or to give it a try, certainly look us up. It's a lot of fun. It's a great hobby to have.
Okay. All right. Well, Mark Hunching, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
So check out Sounds of Aloha Chorus for details about the Acapella Academy or go to our website, HawaiiPublicRadio.org.